Welcome back, everyone. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here with you for season two, She Is, I Am Her podcast. In today's episode titled The Art of Her, a tapestry of inner healing and self-love, we're diving deep into the intricate process of inner healing and self-discovery. Just like skilled artists, we're crafting our one lives, one brushstroke at a time, using every experience, emotion, and moment to create something uniquely beautiful. Throughout this episode, we'll peel back the layers of our being, exploring the patterns of our thoughts, feelings, and desires. We'll honor the moments of resilience that have shaped us and embrace the wounds that have taught us invaluable lessons. And above all, we'll celebrate the journey of self-love, recognizing it as the foundation upon which we build our most authentic selves. So those that are listening, I warmly encourage you to embark with me on this introspective journey as we examine the art of her. Let's explore our inner mysteries, accept our imperfections, and enlighten our lives with the hues of courage, love, and authenticity. I appreciate your joining in this amazing experience. Let's work together to make season two an unforgettable masterpiece. The art of her, a tapestry of inner healing and self-love. Because why? She is, I am her. The art of her is a story written with threads of courage, faith, and the gentle strokes of self-love. A testament to the beauty that emerges from a heart anchored in Christ. The definition of self-love is a regard and appreciation of one has for oneself. It involves recognizing and embracing one's worth, acknowledging personal strengths and weaknesses, and treating oneself with kindness and compassion. Self-love goes beyond superficial aspects and involves nurturing a positive relationship with oneself, accepting both the positive and challenging aspects of one's identity. For a woman in Christ, the art of her, a tapestry of inner healing and self-love, could be a life-changing book that combines spirituality, faith, and personal development. This is an idea of how this voyage could appear. Number one, foundation and faith. The woman's Christian religion serves as a solid foundation from the outset. She bases her identity and healing process heavily on her relationship with Christ. Number two, the practice of meditation. Spending time praying and meditating, asking God for direction and comfort when needed. When being able to connect with God and herself through spiritual self-reflection. Number three, forgiving and redemption. This has been able to embrace the teachings of forgiveness and redemption. She learns to forgive herself and others for past mistakes. This act of grace contributes to the healing of emotional wounds. The art of her, a tapestry of inner healing and self-love, is a unique evolving masterpiece, woven with threads of faith, grace, and the transformative power of Christ's love. I want to be transparent. During this season of self-love and isolation, I have yet to find who I am, and I have been told that healing has no time frame. But before I understood the definition of self-love, I thought it was about going to the nail shop, getting my lashes done, and getting my hair done. But that is not what self-love is. It's deeper than what you think. It's looking on the inside and seeing what is damaging the person you are. While going to therapy and expressing to my therapist my thoughts on what self-love is to me, it has been doing what's best for LaDasia. Regardless of what other people think, that is, saying no when I don't feel like doing something or going somewhere. Actually listening to my body when I'm tired and when it needs rest. Really embracing what my body and how it has been in the last 24 hours. That is what self-love has been for me. I can say that I am not perfect, but I'm still learning to love myself. It all takes time through this inner healing process. While in isolation for the last 2 years, I have not communicated with friends or family members I have usually kept in contact with. Did I feel bad? Yes, of course. But I needed to do what was best for me. I was tired of doing things for everyone else and never got anything in return when an issue arose. This season, I'm learning to trust God even more and realize that nothing is possible without Him. There were times when I wondered, why, Lord? Why do I have to continue to go through these things? But He always answers, why not? I created you, and I know what you're willing to go through. I need you to show others they have to lean on not their own understandings, but trust me and know that I am the only way there is through life. This is a season of isolation where God can communicate through you without distractions. During this period, you can have a deeper reflection and intentional separation for external factors to focus on one's growth, emotional healing, and spiritual resurrection. I look at this season as an intentional solitude, which I was able to have, a purposeful withdrawal. By stepping back from the busyness of life and being able to self-reflect and isolate from the distractions. But while in this season of solitude, I was experiencing the pain from facing the emotional wounds and past traumas that contributed over time. This also allowed me to grow more vital within the Lord Himself. It allowed me to know what being intimate with God is, and that He was the only friend, and if I go through anything in life, that He would never leave me nor forsake me. Just like Deuteronomy 31:6 NIV states, "Be strong and courage. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." When contemplating on Deuteronomy 31:6 in context of being in isolation and inner healing, there are several things that emerge. Number one, strength and courage. The verse begins with an appeal to be strong and courage. This can be particularly relevant during isolation when individuals may confront their inner struggles and face emotional wounds. It encouraged them to draw upon inner strength and courage as they navigate the healing journey. Number two, lack of fear. The verse gives comfort in the knowledge that there is no cause for the fear or terror. When people are alone and face previous traumas or uncertainty about the future, worries and anxieties might surface. However, the promise of God's presence offers comfort and reassurance, dispelling fear and instilling peace. Number three, God's faithfulness. The promise in the scripture that God will never abandon His people highlights His faithfulness. Because individuals who are alone may struggle with emotions of abandonment or loneliness, this pledge is significant to them. In the midst of isolation, comfort and hope are found in the knowledge of God's constant presence. Deuteronomy 31:6 ultimately urges us to put our faith and trust in God's providence. People are encouraged to trust in God's plan and provision during the inner healing, giving their worries and uncertainties to Him. The basis for recovery and repair in this trust. Look in the mirror and examine yourself and what self-love is to you. As I ask these questions to provide my answers, I would like to take a moment to let you ponder them. Also, as I'm answering, please take a moment to write down your thoughts regarding the questions. The first question will involve the physical appearance. How do you feel about your physical appearance when you look in the mirror? My answer is, sometimes when I look in the mirror and evaluate myself, I see beauty. But after a while, I start to notice the imperfection and faults in my body. Instead of accepting who I am and caring about what other people might think of me. The second question will be based on inner qualities. What inner qualities do you admire about yourself? My answer states, the large heart I have, the strong, resilient woman I am, and the unwavering compassion, generosity, and love I give others. The third question would be based on emotional well-being. How can you prioritize your emotional well-being and practice self-love, self-care? My answer is, I need to have a healthy lifestyle regarding food, exercising, journal my thoughts, feelings, and life events, integrate meditation into my daily routine, and ask for help when I need it. Regarding counseling, the crucial one is the ability to set boundaries in the friendships and relationships. The fourth question would be based on acceptance and forgiveness. Are you able to forgive yourself for past mistakes and shortcomings? My answer is, this is a challenging question to answer. So to be honest, I have always been extremely hard on myself. So there are things from my past that I have not entirely forgiven myself for. I'm constantly learning to treat myself with kindness and grace, especially in response to a new experience. I pick up from those errors and I move on. The final question is based on affirmation. What affirmation or positive statements resonate with you and help cultivate self-love? My answer is, I will always live by these affirmations on my journey towards healing. Be gentle with yourself. It's okay not to be okay. Show yourself grace. This is one thing I learned from counseling that I will share with everyone today. As you examine yourself in the mirror, these questions can be a foundation for more in-depth contemplation and self-love research. When you ask yourself a question, take your time and be kind and curious as you explore your feelings, ideas, and experiences. As you take this moment to look in the mirror and examine yourself, consider what self-love means to you. Reflect on the beauty and uniqueness that radiates from within, embracing every facet of who you are with compassion and acceptance. Self-love is not merely a concept, it's a executive masterpiece. The art of her crafted with patience, tenderness, and resilience. The gentle strokes of kindness and understanding adorn the canvas of your being, revealing the depths of your inner beauty. In the mirror, you see more than just a reflection. You see the embodiment of self-love, a testament to your strength, courage, authenticity. It's how you hold yourself with grace, honoring the journey that has brought you to this moment. Self-love is the art of embracing your flaws and imperfection as part of your unique story, weaving them into the tapestry of your life with reverence and acceptance. It's the profound understanding that you are worthy of love and belonging, just as you are. As you gaze into the mirror, you witness the beauty of your resilience, the scars that tell stories of growth, the lines that speak of wisdom, and the eyes that sparkle with hope. Self-love is the art of embracing your vulnerabilities and transforming into the strengths, finding beauty in every curve, contour of your being. In the mirror, you see the reflection of your heart, a heart that beats within the rhythm of your love, compassion, and grace. Self-love is the art of nurturing this heart, allowing it to bloom and flourish in the guarding of your soul, radiating warmth and light to all who encounter it. As you take this moment to look in the mirror, examine yourself. Remember that self-love is not a destination, but a journey of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and self-celebration. It is an ongoing commitment to love yourself fiercely and unapologetically. Embracing the masterpiece that is you, the art of her, because why? She is. I am her.